board.
Please.
But I haven't meant to be mentioned. The bulk of the topic for today's Chabura is Simon Kuf Chof, Sif Dalet and Hay, which is perhaps, arguably, the most critical issue in Hilchos Gittin, given the realities of today's world. It's based upon the Gemara, which we'll see the Gemara briefly, and I've shown him that the Poskim, it's not quite clear whether there's any substitute for a husband talking to the sofa directly, punning or punning, and telling him, sofa, Mr. Sofa, please write a get for my wife. That works for sure. Anything short of that, there's already involved in machlokes. Let's read the Shulchan Aruch first, see what it says. We'll go back a little bit in the Gemara, and Rishon will try to come around. Siv Dalet, lo yichtevenu ha-sofa, lo yachtemu bo ha-edim,
For the Eidim v'yachtemu.
This famous Omer Imru. Lo yichtov asofim lo yachtemu Eidim ad sheyishmu mipiv. Lamo, Ovar v'girsha ele Omer Imru, the sofer v'yichtov v'chule, have a sofek mugureshes. Sugya Sagamor, Omer Imru is not quite clear, Machlokes b'chavi shonim, and therefore he says it's sofek mugureshes. Sif hei, ad yilukosa v'chsav yodo the sofer sheyichtov v'leidim sheyachtemu, lo yichtav v'lo yachtav mat sheyishmu mipiv bein shepikeach, bein shenishtatek, bein shemedaber v'ein shemeach, bein shein shemeach v'lo medaber v'yesh me'achshirim b'mi shenishtatek lichtov v'lachtav al pi ksav yodo sheyichtav v'sofer ksov v'leidim chasomu v'hu shetei data miyushevis olav. So, simple read of the Shulchan Aruch, nothing works. Indirect appointments are not found anywhere in these two sifim. Written appointments don't seem to work, the sole exception being someone who is unable to speak when they get the special circumstance, they have leniency, but otherwise nothing works. So in an ideal world, all gittin should be written in this way. I mean, in an ideal world there should be no gittin, but in the next step down, where there are gittin, so then whenever there is a get, this is not meant to against Rabbi Bas Kabul about a mitzvah. I'm just saying, but in a really ideal world, there should be no gittin at all, and there should be shalom bayis. That's for sure. Certainly sure. Not ever done on any level. Okay, but if it gets to be written, the sofer, the husband should be in the same room, and he should tell him right again. That's what should be done. The reality of life, not starting from today, but going back hundreds of years, is that it's not always feasible to have it done. It's a question of how you measure feasibility. You know, who's playing for a plane ticket, who's willing to go to take a plane, whether it be a bar or whether it be a sofa, it's complex. And in many situations, the reality is that gittin are being written all the time, without doing what says the Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Chof Siv Dalet Hei. Tell you now, reality check. That's what's happening. And of course, if it's happening, the question is, how can it be? How can we possibly do something against the Shulchan Aruch? That's the problem. Let's discuss that briefly. Okay. So we go back to the original sources in the Gemara, and the Gemara says that only Imru is no good. And the Ramban is troubled. I'm reading it from the Ran, if those who want to look it up later, the Ran up on page Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph and Daf Hei Arif, from Perek Hizkado. And the question which is raised is, what's wrong? Picture Ramban, my time of them on the pulse of the Olma Imru. What's wrong? V'chi ein Adam Otsi Lata Shliach Shalom B'Fonav? Why can't I appoint the shliach? I'll make a long distance appointment. What's the problem?
the Tiris, the Shani Get, the Kev and the Dina Lishma, will be in the name of the Kosav Law, Kiloma Sheikh the Venu Law Habal, Ein Hasofer Vela Edim Chosim Vokam Habal, Elek Sheshamu Hemi Piv. They have to hear it from his mouth. It's a special halacha by Gittin because you require Lishma. Didn't the Suyim by Get, you have to have Lishma, and Lishma can only be accomplished by the Baal himself. If he writes it, the Ramban is assuming that the Kosher refers to the Baal, not to the Sofer. The whole dispute in Tosis, we're not going into that now. And he goes, says furthermore, that for the Sofer to write it on behalf of the Baal is absolutely impossible unless the Sofer heard from the Baal's mouth directly. No other way. So writes the Ramban. Okay? The Ramban disagrees and says no. He quotes the Ra'od al-Tamida, and just to make a long story short, he says as follows. When is Ome Imru no good? When you say, Ome Imru, listen, mister, I speak to Reuben, and I say, Reuben, write again. You want to tell Shimon to write again? It's also good. I don't mind, no problem. But, and here I'm quoting, Dati maskema sadato, the Ra'od, I agree with the Ra'od. Shakol Sha'abal the Manas Sofer the Aiden Shalom Bifnayam Mahanim. Not that I tell Reuven, listen Reuven, you appoint, you tell Shimon to write together. No. I tell Shimon to write together. Shimon's not here. Reuven, you communicate to Shimon that I appointed him as a Sofer to write together. My behalf, that works. For the Apostle Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Omer, Imam Midaimchen, should the Bibi Lo Mimser and the Shaliah. Period. This is the Shita Haran, a fundamental machlokas, the Ran of the Ramban. The Machaber, not quoting the Ran, he didn't quote it one way or the other, directly, but you get an impression that the Machaber is afraid to pass in the Kula like the Ran and the Ra'or, and it's noted to be listed as the Chumra, philosophically, like the Ramban. Again, it doesn't say so in Farish, but he doesn't give us an answer to do, sounds like it's possibly like the Ramban the Chum. Okay? So therefore, to rely on a mina shalom b'fano by itself would be very risky. Ramban says both of them is a raisa, lack of lishma, and the Ran of the Ra'or disagree. But again, it's a machlokas gadol yerushalmi. It's very difficult to take a position just on this basis alone. Okay, but you should know that the Ran of the Ra'or is a legitimate sheet. Okay. Chelkas Machokek here in our Simon Kufkov Sivkot Yudbeis Vafimu B'miachet HaSofer V'Aidim V'Oman Imemane Sofer Plonim V'Sofer V'Aidim Plonim V'Plonim V'Aidim Chasino Afimu Hochi Lo Mahani. He's Paskening Lachum, but the Machaba never said the Feresh, as I told you before. The Chelkas Machokek is Paskening, says no good. Who does Ramban the Kalaposmin Avo Haran V'Aor Nechuk V'Aor David lo poser v'yosef lo omer imu mitaitchem av v'man es sofer v'yedim shalom b'fnei amahani. Then he says what they didn't say, but my sofer could make sense, but he's still left in a bad situation. Yes, there is a shashita, a quote on the side of the page, but not la loch lo maizem mamish. Okay. Now, what about mitoch haksav? This is sofer asif dal. What about Tzipet? I feel the cost of the Chsav Yodah, where does that come from? What's the basis for that? Why shouldn't Chsav Yodah work? Alright? So there's a Gemara in the Sech Gittin. Now we're in the seventh Perek, before the Rav, in the end of the sixth Perek. Now we're in the seventh Perek, Misha Ochzo. Where we have a concept of Kolo, anaf ayin beis of an aleph. Kolo lafuke with Rav Kahana Omar Rav. What's Rav Kahana Omar Rav? This is ayin aleph of an aleph, the top line. Omar Rav Kahana Omar Rav. Chere sheyochol adavim mitoch haksav. Kots v'venos nem get liyishto. So yes, there is a concept which we already so quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Yesh machshin v'mishin ishtadig lichto v'lach v'matik sav yodo. That's found in the top line of Ayin Aleph and Aleph.
But the Gemara in Beza with Aleph says, Kolo la fuke midrav kana marav. Get an impression that we don't accept it. Okay. So does that mean that you have to actually say, you have to use your mouth to say to the Edim, to the sofa, you please write to get my wife? Is there absolutely no alternative whatsoever? Well, the Tosfos over here, Daf Ayin Beis of Menalos, has the following question. The Mishnah itself talked about how Kana, nodding your head, someone, you know, you can't communicate, so you ask him a bunch of questions, right? Hold up, Shoshana, of course, calling the Mishnah, it's okay. The Tzivot, Mishnah Ishtatik, Mishalu, Imrotza, Shiyiftim, Gev, Ishtav, Ihirkin, Virosho, Yisbar, Vesimit, Shachazel, okay, coming attraction. But the bottom is good. With certain limitations, in certain circumstances, it's good. So to say, it's kind of a halacha l'moshe misinai, that you have that dibur, right? Levati mitzvasayim, that the Baal must use his lips to utter a vocal sound to instruct the sofer to write again, otherwise it's absolutely zero, that's simply not true. So here comes the tricky part. So now the question becomes, wait a minute, if I can appoint a sofer with harkana, why can't I appoint them with ksiv? Again, one more time. If there be some kind of example, customs, you need dibur, krishma, I have to have dibur, there's no other way out. But with once we know that harkana works, that's the foolish, so then why shouldn't ksiv be the equivalent of harkana? That's the logical question we have to tackle, and based on how you answer that question, it will become certain halakha the maisa nafkamins. Okay, let's see the Rosh in the Sefer Gittin here. Sof Siman Yutes, he takes tackles this question head on and gives a remarkable answer. Perek Zayin Siman Yutes. Here it is. This is false. So you have to ask Yishmu Kolo, of course, Rav Kahana. So this follows. When we look at a mind of a cherish, mashma de pikeach shekosav b'ksav yodo mahani, de lo gora meharkona de ilen. Ein ochinami, says the Rosh. Ksav yodo works. Ksav yodo works. No worse than harkona de ilen. Mi omer, ben atam. The betosefta katoni v'achbraita the mighty yocho for the order of few kosev the chsav yodah l'sof v'ksol edim chasom v'apapisha k'savu v'chasamu nesanulo v'nasula poto af agav the harkona mahani esha the harkona adif atfei harkona is better than ksiva according to Rebbe Natan. Why? Mishim demare b'gufa, you're doing something with your body. You're nodding your head. That is a technical answer. Second answer. Inami nishtatek v'yashem b'yinacha rekilu v'shem tekonis agunis. Then there's no difference. Both will work if you're stuck. Neither will work v'chachilu. Okay. So the question is, isn't ksiva a maisa b'gufo? So the answer the Torah is given gives, and the Chazanish elaborates upon it, is the word is mare begufo. When the sofer is in the room and the Baal is nodding his head, he is mare begufo. He's demonstrating to the sofer with his body his intention. They want to get to the Yiddin. However, he writes here in New York City, he writes the kiss, what we call in our language, the kiss to a snoo. I found that the cat out of the bag. That's the jargon. Kiss to a snoo. It's been done all the time. Kiss to a snoo. You write a piece of paper telling or authorizing so but to write it and to give it and to sign the whole story. That's been done in New York. The gift thing written in Chicago. So although the Baal has written something, he has not been ma'er. He has not shown the sofer directly that he wants to get to be written. For this reason, the Torah is given says, what happened? The man can't speak. He
calls the sofa into the room, and the sofa is present while the sofa is looking. He writes down, I command you to write a get for my wife, whatever the records amount he puts in, that would be just for sure. Because he's married, that's no worse than Al-Kanam. So writes the Torah's Gittin, and the Chazanish, and Sin Pei Hei, subscribe to that view as well. It's a very nice gesture, but it doesn't help us at all, of course. Because in our typical cases, no matter what, if they're in the same room, we can speak, and if they're not in the same room, that is bad. According to this understanding, it's going to be no good. That's the problem. Yeah.
In that typical case, if they're in the room, he signed the written thing already, which is usually on the thing, right? But if he gets the bank, actually, I'm out of here.
Okay.
He signed the paper that says I'm out
of here. You're talking about a case of a typical get?
No, he's just a Torah's Gittin case.
Right.
He's in the room and
he's going to write in the presence of the sofa.
But, I think instead of writing the get, you just sign, instead of writing the tefillah, you just sign the
oh. That's a good question. There'll be a type sheet. I hereby authorize Sofer X to write a get for my wife, whatever, and he signs it. Probably. Yeah, they're detailed, but you know.
Yeah, I mean, in the case of
our
continent,
you're asking. Right. Do you know what's the Arkana? He's also not saying the name of his wife or whose name or the Sofer's name. The Pashas for Iker, again, I thought the level of Iker, and I'm not discussing the details of Allah or what to do. But the Iker did. So it would appear. Okay. Now. Fine. The Rashba also seems to say that Ksiva should work. But once again, he has the Kasha in the same Tosefta. And he concludes that perhaps it should not be good for that very same reason. Perek Zion Siman Yutes. The problem is that the Rosh didn't really say so. I mean, the Torah's Gittin said that shot in the Rosh. He didn't say it. For example, in the second Torah he said, Ksadiyot was kosher with Iyav Shabinyan Acher. Now let's go very serious, Shaila. Why should you be Machshir Ksadiyot if it's Iyav Shabinyan Acher? It's Iyav Shabinyan Acher! How? Put the guy in the same room as the sofer. I repeat. And the second part of the Russian is being makshir, which has a tzchak on the case, because there's no other way. So therefore, not the ksaviyad. What it means is, why there's no other way? Just put him in the same room. And when you put him in the same room, that's our konas, the equivalent of our konas, the rosh. So this, again, you can argue that he meant this, but the simple pshat is not that way. It's not that way. You can say, according to the second Torah, Enochinavis, what it means. Hakon and Sarah are exactly the same, and they're only making with Iyashur Bidinach, according to the second Torah. And according to the first Torah, Hakon is in fact better, as the Torah is given said, perhaps. They're all going that very poor group, but perhaps. In any event, and so far what we're saying is that the problem with the Ksaviyad, as the Torah Gittin explained it, and the Chazanish again also on Siman Tehei, is that you can't say he's being Ma'eh. He's not demonstrating directly to the Sofer what he wants. It's indirect, it's no good. Okay. This being the case, there's a pickbook on that which is found here in the Pesachei Tshuva, which is really what's being done, as I said, in the real world. Right over here, if you look at the Pesachei Tshuva, Sivkot and Yudchas. This is the Pesachei Tshuva people are relying upon. Let's read it together. He quotes from the Ber Heitev, talking about Girish Aydei Aksav. They have a right to be Mako. But Mokom Igrim Yeshnitz Maradim Amekir and Beksivas Yerosh of Pekeach. And we just saw the Rosh seemed to say it, that he's right, that it's okay. What's the difference? He quotes the Marim Brisk, Mibrisk. Halacha Lamaisa Lahokum Mokom Igrim Go. The Vaisha Achas Mibrisk. Shabbal and also the Merchakim. Papiro v'shtadlos yisigil v'chtovim erav v'kir v'kadosh ha-met shevala v'sham v'built the evshel v'sad v'sham get. Why? Kacha zeh, you know, it's not in America where it was impossible, built the evshel.
Zula sheyichtov b'chsav yodol lebris lesolta v'le'edim sheyichtov v'get v'yachtim v'yitno l'ishtov v'herech v'zeh the m'mokim igun godol yesh nismuch adivri ha'mekilin b'chsav yodol gam b'pikeach. Remember the Mechaber quoted him one day in the Rosh for the Omegel b'cheresh, but there's no choice. He has also no choice. Whatever is no choice, the chance of the Hagoro is a ground to be Megal. V'iki yisodo al divrei get poshut shiskem alocha lamaisa shemabokum dochet v'igun shelo yiyah lachas v'sholam takona ko yamea yishitzma odach v'mekirin v'evi harbe me'rishonim zav ashelo huvu v'vetsiozo shemekirin v'zeh. The old business. If Yosef Kala's mach because he only had certain rishonim, if he had more rishonim, you know, so he found it all the time. It would have been more maker, it would have been more machner, based on the shalosh he didn't have. But on him titakona, this is the famous takona for Rami Brisk. Shekotov Rami met, sheterem sheyichtov abal b'chsav yodo, yomer abal peh, shemimanez asofer ploni, veidu ploni, ploni lichtov lachtom avuro, uvazeyesh menusad lisnok abas arahov aran, so perek ahomer, Hera the Mamana Shaliach Shalom Bafonim, the Noel, the Ain Dome Imru. For Asher Beisert of Kotosh Lomu came, Rakaloch of Alo, Lemaisa. He met then, Matson of Gdol Akon, and Harash Shal, the Amish of Shlomo, Shakos of Pshidus, yes, this is what Hadass, Aro of Aran, Haloch of Lemaisa. The Gamba Indian Ome Imru, Gufa Dass, the Rashal, the Lok of Egon Yesh Bahoko, Kama Rishon of Mekilim, Gam came Bazek, was the Beis Ephraim. And the Kosh Kevin Inan Didan, Shememana Shnibus Balpeh, Shalom Bafonov, Shodatarov, Aran Lohavi, Zek, Ome Imru. And even though we're afraid to be Megil on that basis, because the Machaber is Machmir, but Inan Didan, Shish Otsad Lohokel, Dasa Mekil and Hecha, Shemetzalib, Bechsav Yodod, Ishploni, Yasov, and Shalom, Ploni, Ploni, Yuedim, Chasimah, Mekil, and Bezeh, Betsir, Shneem, Nuchal, Lismo, Lassos, Maisel, Lehoko, Bemokom, Egon, Kizula, Zelo, Yiela, Takon, Leolam, end quote. Says the Tisra Tshuva, Ula Maisel, Tzorech, Iyad, Rab, the Kibbutz, Chachomim. What did the Marim Brisk do over here? Kind of a Svek Sveika. He's quoting two separate, distinct sheepers from Rishonim, but I may put them together. See, here you're increasing the chances that's going to be good. Namely, we saw at the beginning, the machlokas between the Ran and the Ra on the one hand against the Ramban, according to the Ran and the Ra you can have a minu shalom before on the one hand. Then with another machlokas, there's a minu b'ksav yad good enough, because that's the question of the Rosh, and the other thing is the Rosh more, and the Tosef, and the Ratam. So, there's two machlokas in the Rishon, so that's the even one, each one is a suffix ashoku, so you have a svek sveka, and the mokam egan, the yesh mokam ra. That's what he says. But the way...
The eighth symbol.
Well, that's right.
The eighth to be married with Guf at the same time that he's writing.
No, the eighth is as follows. Memana. In other words, let's say he's sitting in New York. Okay, he's. In my whole life, I've only done one such a case. I'm not comfortable with it. Despite I'm going to try very hard to justify it, but I'm not comfortable. Once in my life I had a case. What happened? Believe it or not, at a wedding. And who was the guest? To the father and the mother of the husband. We've been separated, divorced, so who knows how long? Years upon years upon years. But the father never agreed. The son told him, listen, daddy, you want to come to my wedding? You have to agree at the Masada Kiddushin. And another rabbi will come to you and he'll go through and he went to the system. This is a one time in a lifetime opportunity to get it done. I guess had I been the Masada Kiddushin, I would have gone to Masada Kiddushin with me. But, right? So the Masada Kiddushin, who was a distinguished role for Rosh Hashanah Rebbe, one of the biggest yeshivas in America, he wanted to do it this way. So, and he asked me on the spot. I wouldn't say no, but that did not happen at all. There was not going to be a Masada Kiddushin on the spot at that point. I said, okay, so I was involved in this kind of a
situation once. So, okay, look, here they're already divorced, who knows how long, and none of what else is going on in their lives. And they're saying, lo yoro, lo yachim. We did it. It was done. The problem is it's being done all the time. Even in situations in which it's not so difficult to find an alternative. The case I was dealing with, I'm not sure they were even married in the first place. It was one of those cases where they weren't observant and they may have been a conservative. Maybe there was other tzivufim, etc. But there are cases which you really can do it. It's a matter of a plane ticket. It's a matter of a plane ticket. Now, it's easy for me to say, okay, spend the money on a plane ticket. But that's what it really boils down to in many cases. But not the Greenblatt Schlieper, one of the really unsung heroes of American Jewry, runs all over the country to do Gittin because he doesn't want to rely, Bishofi on Kitzur Tzuz. If you know this, his story, he's based in Memphis, and, you know, he's riding circuit in so many parts of the country, you know, where there's nothing else going on. Here, he's there, he's everywhere, which is a tremendous mitzvah, and he says, Kitzur Tzuz, all right, you're absolutely stuck. Got my Ribbi Brisk, but not just to do it as I, without seeking out other alternatives. Okay. In Longus, I was about to say, it could be not two separate and distinct fakers. You could argue it's Hoda Hotalia. It'd be two separate and distinct fakers from Kvalis Svek's fake. Not there. But if they're not two separate and distinct fakers, they have a problem. And it's arguable that they really are not two separate and distinct. It's Hoda Hotalia. If you accept an indirect appointment, Mina Shalom Aponim, so Xavier is also Mina Shalom Aponim, in effect. If however you reject Mina Shalom Aponim, what do they know like the Rambam? At the Rambam, you have to have direct appointment, the Shema.
Is they be remembered
by
the numbers
game? The numbers game? See, if the Sheetahs, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's no, if the Sheetahs are fire, the same thing as Otsiru.
More names.
Oh, that's the numbers game is, okay, that's true. But that's not his main point. His main point is combining two separate throws together is going to lead you to the desired result. But look, although one could argue that it's ha baha talia, that the din of a ksaviyado, shalom b'fanav, should be the same as a mina shalom b'fanav. So what kind of business is it? It's a game of mirrors. So what I'm going to try to prove to you today is that no, the Maribi Brisk, even before Abchaim Brisk, the one and they're two separate shaylos, and we can have be machmir and make them in vice versa, which is good for us. Two separate shaylos and make them into a better kind of a svek. I'll tell you why. Remember, the Ran, I'm now proving by Rishonim now. The Ran is machmir b'ksav yado, and it's makil by minui shalom b'fanav. The Ramban is machmir by Mimi Shalom B'Fanach, but he quotes Tosfos and doesn't argue that it's Megil by Ksav Yada. So we see from the Gedolei Rishonim that although in our minds it should be Hava Hotalia, I'm so we don't understand why not, Abba Pikein, who our minds are nothing compared to the Ran and the Ramban. They distinguish in opposite directions. Oh, so good, that's the Miami Brisk. Two separate Shalas, one of the two separate Shalas, we can possibly construct a Tzir Tashidus or a Svek Svek. So the question of course becomes, why? Why? So according to the Ran, it's not so difficult. We can say, you know, the principle, Ksiva Lav Kedibra, you know, you want to have a minur, the minur that we have in Shas are Kedibra, and the Rav Moshe has this, Rav Moshe already discovered this, not my discovery, that's not how I'll tell you. This is a tshuva written by Rav Moshe in Shnat, Erev Rosh Hashanah to Shnat, Tov Reish Pei Dalet. That means it was end of Tosh Beish Pei Gimel. That means it was 1923. It means Rav Moshe was in his 20s when he wrote this tshuva. So Rav Moshe gives you pause. And he's writing a tshuva here. Oh, wow. And he's writing to the Roman Slutsk. Okay? And he's going into this whole discussion. It's a shveri case. And he has a problem that he and his brother, Rabbi Mordechai, were wondering what to do. Let's do that. Tats Marim, Shehedi Pitzchei Tshuva, Kuv Ches, Kod Nyut Ches. And then he says, even though Marim is not going to work according to the Rashba, because they hold both Chumas, like the Ram Lechumra and the Ramban Lechumra, the two separate shahs that are both Chumras, alright? But we have a right to be maker of the Arim B'mokum Egon. We added more stuff that it should work even according to the Rashba. What did he add? He wants to know, why is Ksav Yodo no good? Why not? Look, Shmuel B'Ksav doesn't work. One second, he goes to this Shmuel business. And he says, even though the Ksav Yad, Yosef Mevinim V'Harkona, that's clear, Harkona Adifa, should Al-Koponim Mara B'Gufo L'Chavero have a Dibur, it's like Dibur, Medala B'Tzvosa. What if he speaks, he doesn't make any noise? You can read his lip. Read my lips, as I say today. Okay? If lo ayu mevinim haitim b'dibu mamash shalokha karu v'darshu shavada yamol and pashas tashona yamol, okay? Avo ksav yodo lo havi dibu. It's a separate thing. It's a technical shortcoming.
To whip him.
In any event, he said the reason why Ksavyad is a living is Shumitam She'eno Dibur. Lachain Pashut is up there. She'en Shayach is a El the Memana the Ksav. Avel in Yemane et a Sofer v'Aedim b'Piv Mamish. V'yichto v'Ksav Yodo Ech she b'Piv Mino Ploni the Sofer u'Ploni Ploni l'Aedim Sh'aminu hayo b'Dibur v'Avel b'Piv Mamish. Veraksha's chosel on a shah sofer v'aidim and yodim is there. They don't know about it. Al zeh mol ksav yodim with bivur shaninim s'sov v'aidim. What did he do? He added. He says, you have three things. But I heard he's got two things. What were his two things? His two things were, yimimayim shalom v'fanap, and you had a ksav yad. So the Mesh adds something. In the ksav yad itself you say, you should know that I was yimimayim b'piv. My Rebbe may have meant that. I don't know. Didn't mean it. I was laughing, I mean, it did not mean that. So I might say, it's good. So yeah, the third thing, good. Oh, but this is based upon Rav Moshe's next shtick of lungs. He wants to know what, in fact, is wrong with the Mimu Shalom upon him. So we really want to know. The Ramban says it's wrong. It's not a Shema. In fact, the Rav Moshe wouldn't have been not a Shema. Why not? Why don't you actually be in the same room? What's wrong? Because Rav Moshe is a Chiddush Gadol. Hanochel on your diet, you are so good. Din ne'emanus de'edim hu din ha'Torah le'bezdin. Aval, that's ein ha'edus ha'Torah she'shneidim lo yishaku she'ed ne'emanus be'etzem she'kol odam ba'atma ye'mechuyiv la'aminam gam al ha'sokov. I'm not mechuyiv to listen to two edim. The Rambam has it, there's a custom that you have to listen to two edim. But the Torah says to two edim. But I, anik shal ha'atzmi, I'm not mechuyiv to believe two edim. Therefore, says Rav Moshe, that's the problem. Reuven comes, Reuven and Shimon can come and say, Levi, the Baal, appointed you as a lucky man. There's $100 bill paid for your services. You're the lucky man. He appointed you to write a gift for his wife. So the Sofer says, I don't believe you. We don't believe. We're Apishtai and Yochum Dova. Says Rav Moshe, Yaakov Dov, but I'm a private citizen, I don't trust you. And even if I said I do trust you, but it's not muchach that is truth. It has to be objective truth. It's not objective truth, and as such, that's the chesaron in lishma. That's what Rav Moshe says. Because maybe two Aiden are just saying it. True Bezim relies upon that. But a sofer does not necessarily have it in his heart that they're saying that they're saying it. And that's the chesaron in lishma. The shema requires the absolute bados. Rav Moshe, I don't trust an oral transmission of some kind of a tzibur. Maybe they made it up. But if I have the ksav yad of the Baal, in which he writes, listen, I'm appointing you in writing, that's the help of course of the Rosh Hashita, and I'm telling you in writing that I already appointed you orally. So now when the service sees Shvat of light, he sees black and white, the piece of paper, which is coming directly from the husband, and assuming that there's no question of forgery.
I mean, nice wonders. But the same way he doesn't
speak to Aiden,
where's the
Kitzab
yet?
Right, okay. That's one of the problems I mentioned. Yeah. One of the problems. That you'll say, I have two Aiden, whom the kind of Simus. So I invite him to Aiden. Unless he happens to recognize the Kitzab Yadav. No? Okay. So maybe you can do that somehow or other. You'll start today, you'll start corresponding with that. You'll find some kind of a way maybe to put him on a video camera, he'll sign his name in front of you, and you'll see the same thing. Maybe you can find a way how to overcome that.
It'd be a better answer. Kimli Nagavah, the person who you make as the Shaliach to tell you that the appointed the silver should be someone that we know for sure doesn't want money. That's better than this. Okay. Moshe himself.
Yeah, okay. Maybe that'll also work. According to his lungs. Okay, let's do our Moshe lungs. Really, Moshe's man is in his 20s. And he's ready to thank Kuvah. Yeah, unbelievable. A deep longest to explain on what's going on over here. And on this basis, he and his brother will be more matir with the Marimi Brisk. Souped up, made even better. Okay? And this is what's done today. I think today it's always done that way. Yeah? I think so. And some places do it that way. Or they have the...
Not in the
stores, you see. Okay. So let's fix it up at least. I mean, even if we don't think it's the best musach in the world.
It's
certainly right. What?
Swedish is certainly
right. No. I don't hope that much. Okay. Okay.
Telephone call is not better.
We'll count to that. We're not up to that yet. We're going slow. That's the biggest problem over here. We will be okay.
No, it's not a big din. As a Moshe assumes that the din of Aiden being that is only in the Beis Din. So once we have a Beis Din, so that should help.
Not yet. Anyway, in any event, the Poshup shot is against Rav Moshe. I gotta be honest. I love Rav Moshe. I love it. It's Gevaldik. But the Poshup shot is not that way. It's not that way. And I'll bring you a kasha against Rav Moshe. I'll give you a kasha against Rav Moshe. According to Ramban, you have no alternative, I don't think, but to follow what the Ran says. That if you hold, and it's a machlokas tanoim, that mili mimsir and l'shliach, we pass the mili lo mimsir l'shliach. Okay. But if mili mimsir and l'shliach, then it would be considered l'shma even shalom b'fonim. That's the only way that they get the Rani can answer their Allah's kasha against Ramban. I'm not going into all the details, you'll look it up yourself. If a Moshe's Svar is right, what does that have to do with merely Mimsur and the Shliach, merely Lom Mimsur and the Shliach? Forget about that. It should be a Chathan of Lishma, even if merely it's Mimsur and the Shliach, because Shalom upon him, because you don't know for sure, he's telling the truth. What's the difference if merely is Mimsur and Lom Mimsur? So the Parsha of Shatner about is not like a Moshe. But rather, what is it? What it is you have to have a direct minui of the sofer by the Baal, without any intermediaries. So shalom the fun of, when you need Aiden to say, one person will say, that the Baal appointed you, shalom the fun of, that's not considered direct enough. And that's a chesaron of shalom lishma. This is what we can understand. If you hold mili mimsu in the shliach, then it's considered direct. The Moshe may depend upon credibility. That's the pasuk shad. That's tremendous kasha. From the way I'm saying, it's a little bit better. It's a question of the lack of directness in the appointment. That being the case, if you hold mili mimsu in the shliach, then that fellow is you. He's the Baal and incarnate. So then we consider it direct enough. We paskin it's not direct because we paskin mili lomim sur mishliach. It's arguable that Ksav Yodo would work. Because Ksav Yodo does not involve any other human being in my commandment of the sofer to write together. I may have to have a mailman. That's a mitzvah kofiyam. I can't go to do that. Not for now. We'll discuss that at a different time. It's a direct command from the husband. It's arguable. I'm going to say it's arguable. Direct command from the husband to the son, with no other human being to be except for the microcosm of carrying the piece of paper. This may be a better explanation of why according to the Ramban, Ksav Yada presumably works, and he quotes Tosis, and Mina Shalom Afanov would not work. Without our Moshe's credibility stuff, because that's going to run into a problem. Then you won't eat. Right? You don't eat. Right? Maybe that's why they, because they hold like my lungs. That's why they so for not putting in the best of what they did about Moshe's exchange. The Chalav Chazanish, I must, because you can't move without Chazanish. You have to know what he says. He is the world's biggest machmir in this question. Simon Pehe. The short simon, the pay, it's a column and a half, the whole thing. Nire ikar kedat aprichodesh kufkof she'ein lahoku b'ze afa makam igun v'yatam niseis teisei. Woo! Forget about it. Savyad is no good. I quote the one day in the rush, it's good. We don't pass in that way. But he wants to know what's wrong. What's taka wrong? Why is it worse than Hakona Sarosh? Says the Chazanish, like the Torah is Gittin. But the whole discussion in the Poskim is if the if Dan Shalom Bifano, look how he was shot in the Ramban. I'll give you his witness. He's a mystical poet. Who can keep his Ramban at Tam? The Lachosh of the Shema, Achayis Achtu Habal, the Hasopra, Verega Achas, the Haskoma Achas, the Mikhta Gita. Hilbukwa Mahani Mimi Shalom Bafano. And therefore, the Tosefta is, even Savyona won't work. The Yafagav Shiksomo Shalabal, the Ene Hasopra, Mikomakom Lachosh of Kishom Akolo, Kavan Shaakshav Ein Abal Kamei Hasopra. Has to be instant communication. Not enough. I write on Sunday. I'll send it to you again on Monday. That is no good. No good. Hold on. They ain't come out close as cloud, he says. I have a favor should be shown him. The Rambam and the Balaiter are making the Saviyat. Make them. So I can just say, tape say, what happened to the Rambam and Balaita and others? No. He says, that the Ita and the Rambam said, the Elam Kosev the Tzaviyado, Hayu the Kosev Lifnei HaSofer, the Torah gives birth. He's limiting, it's a very big, the Chazanish is one of those posts who likes to say everyone's on his side. He says, no one says it's good. I don't think the Tzaviyado is good, but he's limiting it to a case in which the Sofer and the Baal are in the same room. And the Torah Nina, who can't speak, but he did shaleach ksavolo ayri klal. That's what he says. This is not the pashtus in the Rishonim that I make. It's very hard to say that. Hard to say that. Then he says, the Yerushalmi, that seems to be making on the Shiloh. It's in brackets. The Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi seems to be making by ksavyat, even by a pikeach. Even by a pikeach. Miu, Vitzvara, Eichma Hashem Shalach Sabo, Yosem Yimino Shalom Bafonov. That's what it is. Ikekash is Vitzvara. And that's how we started off. Vitzvara, how can it be better? That's why I like the sex sector, the towards Mahava Ataya. That's what we gave in Terrence earlier, which I think is a valid Terrence, that it has to be a direct Tzibur. Not necessarily if he added things to Chazanish. It has to be direct and instantaneous. There's often instantaneous. It can be direct without instantaneous. I'll send him a letter. Any quotes more from the Beit Yosef? Any quotes? The Rashba. He quotes many posts. Hello? And even if it's not vegan, too bad. Yeah. No, Chalila, Chalila. The communication between the Baal and the Sofer has to be instantaneous. So if the Baal is writing in the presence of the Sofer, the second he's writing, the Sofer sees what he's writing. Well, yeah, but if he wrote it in the next room and then brought it in, it'd be no good. Okay. That's what he suggests.
He says, Kameimah,
he doesn't
say instantaneous, right?
It's
not...
Okay, that's how I understood it.
Instantaneous could be even a telephone call.
Either we'll come to that.
This is...
I'll read his question one more time. Again, it's semi-poetic, the Russian Avida, one more time. He puts this in the Ramban's Russian. Ramban didn't say all this. He's then pshat in the Ramban. But I think it's a good pshat. אלא חושב לשמוע שיסעקתו הבעל והסופר ברגע אחת, בהסכום האחת, אחת, למכתב גיטה. והוא כבר אמר, אני מין יש לו בפונה. There's no leg, according to him, I understand why he has like Savi Yadol, because it's not ברגע אחת. But I'm saying, when the Eka takes the Rega Achas, what does it say? And don't give him any brisk about Das Aran Ra'o. No, it's against the Ramban, the Rashba, the Rosh. Pizche Tshuva, Hey Rami Brisk, Ein Lassos Masa B'de Klau Lu Klau. So what do? Here's his famous Kazanish. You write, if you're stuck in a situation, yeah, I want to want Marimi Brisk, that, then you can do a bonus, that's going to work. But the Iker is, you write a Gepa Doraisa in Timbuktu. How do you do that? You tell the husband what to do. Give instructions. Give instructions on the telephone. Write again. I, Charles Cohen. Hereby divorced. I'm not even doctoring every word to make the perfect get. And maybe I would laugh and give it a better way to do it. Ksav Meshit, if he knows how to write in Hebrew.
Yeah, he
took him granted. Yeah, but today, I think he had the other way around. But I don't think he would argue with him. I don't think so. If he's already willing to go with Ksav Meshit against the Shulchan Aruch, who wants Ksav Meshit, translations.
The translation, even
the Washington Crazy. Not even. That was a big fight with the B.L. Zavsti, with Zevin.
You're going to have the problem
Washington
Crazy.
Kavachom in English.
Hurry up with Terrace.
Yeah, Lutez, not the chancellor.
Yeah,
I'm thinking when this is an Irish woman, something like Terrace. Not to let them say you are permitted. I will. You are untied, and I am something they're doing on how you try to say it in English. Yeah. You're untied from me. <laughs> 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 But not going to get into writing. I'm telling him, practice the Mishnah. I can't. I understand, but we're not going to get into writing. I'm telling him, practice the Mishnah. This guy's Timbuktu. It's not going to write in Hebrew. He has the can't write Hebrew. You can't. Maybe you can make stencil. Maybe you can make a column. Yeah, the column. I mean, maybe. I don't know. Maybe that. Sanskrit. The whole fight out the Sanskrit with the Sifrei Torah. Right. Well, they're fighting about that, as you well know. We're probably being in the next tradition or something. Already, I think. I'm behind the times. Forgive me, I'm behind the times. Okay. Where is it? On Galilee. On Galilee, okay. So, I don't think you're making it on this show.
Well,
so it's good. Yeah.
Really?
Okay. I haven't seen it. It's a year from the time you have until I get it. It's a year. Okay. I'm happy to read it. Rock a show. Anyway, so maybe that's better. I don't know. Maybe that's better than that's not a silk screen. You can find a... You can find a little bit. Well, I might forget in English. And then another screen too. I mean, whatever you can possibly, that's what Chazon Ish is saying. You need this. That's only the Rabbanan, the Amakev, and
Shetan.
What?
A real stencil,
and
you could fill in the
coalition. Right. Okay, good. So we should make. Or just pouring over it.
The old child, when you wrote in the old child, how do you know you wrote it? Right. So maybe we should appoint someone in this room to make a stencil of the main part.
Then we'll have to adapt the leaf space for the names and the dates. So if you have, he says that old something about even Markey, he's about to say, okay, I'm on to it. I know it's such a project. Okay, that's what he says. That's what Kazanish says. The Mike said, to the best of my knowledge, it's not done anywhere. To the best of my knowledge, I'm not sure if even done in Bnei Brak. If they have such case, maybe they have Stam Machmir. But to have a case of a real life get it done this way, I don't know of anyone. Despite what the Chazanish said, I just don't know if it's the case in which it's been done. I don't know.
Yeah. In defense of the Chazanish, the context of the Gemara Ayin Aleph, which merely could very well be that the Kedav is taking place of both parties, and Rashi seems to have a Lashon Mosar. Sounds like he himself is giving it over right after he...
Yep. You are correct. Now, the Lashon of Chazon Ish, he writes in Siman Pei Gimel of Kodesh Tezvok, Sheyeda Abal Meretzon HaSofer, VaSofer Yeda Meretzon Abal, VaKol Yir Berega Echot. He really gets dramatic. He really gets into this idea of they're both wrong about each other's existence, and in 1 second he's really into it. But to me it's a little bit difficult. The Mishnah says, someone's on a bar, and says, Koshamea Koli Yichtov Get, you have to answer back, okay. We don't find that. We don't find that there should be this meeting of the minds, if you will, in the case of the guy's Mishnah Babar. I thought it's a horror. It's a horror. Okay. Now the question. According to Chazon Ish, what about a telephone? That's what everyone's waiting to ask. What about a telephone? A telephone has simultaneous communication. I mean, I would consider that simultaneous, milliseconds. According to Chazon Ish, it's arguable that a telephone would be much better than any of the aces that are being used in typical Bavli Din. Better than both the Ksav Yad and better than maybe Shlomo Fanah. Because the telephone has communication back and forth at the same instantaneous moment. No, I don't think so. So I would like to make reference to the Sefer Kvod HaRav, where Rav Elimelech Shechter Shalita has a piece about this. He says it works, the telephone, based upon that same Mishnah, Samar Rav Menal, Mushlich Babor, and he says, you should not yet, when Yonah the Yonah, hold it before Rosh Hashanah, it's Kol HaVorah. To the bar, we know in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, someone's in the bar, it's no good. Abba became, when it comes to a get, it is good. So who are the nami, when it comes to a telephone, should also be good. What's the difference between a bar and a telephone? That's what the Shechter, the Melech Shechter Shlita, suggests. Rabbi Feld has something similar, Nachlas Tzvi, again the same raya, they don't have to see each other. Because they get Mushlech Babor, Pashtus, they're not even seeing each other with the Pashtus. Either Tzvi is I and the Kol, alright, you have to figure out, you know, technical stuff. Simonim of Hawking, some suggesting the Rabbi Jack, they wrote about a video conference being superior to a telephone call, that it'll be, you know, more Simonim. Well, you know, that's just the SSA, so it makes it better. Why I can't make it worse? It's a little more expensive, but it's still cheaper than a plane ticket. So that new technology, I think, should be used. By the way, it can be used with everything else. I'm not against it to do it now as such. Do it, but add it. Well, I insisted, add the telephone call. That's the part of me. But they don't do that. Add it. It's hard what you're doing based upon what they did in Brisk and they did other places. They know before that, before Alexander Graham Bell. So they had no brain, but in the Brisk of the Marim, to rely upon that those two them alone. Now that we have a telephone, so add that, the touch rishi, that video conference if you can, make it even better. Add that, why shouldn't you do that? I don't understand why it's not being done on a more regular basis. You will almost inevitably have communication with the husband, with the rav, with the sadeh, with this. So we're for the same money, have the server get on the phone. And have them say, appoint, tell them, give them a text, fax them a text. And say, I appoint this and this guy. I'm pointing you, is this a you, give you a social security number, whatever you have, some secret code. And I'm appointing you. The notes of whatever's being done.
Because then you don't give me the phone call. If you have a video of them signing,
right. A video of them signing. Video signing should also be good. That's correct.
But
not
calling
on the sofa is watching, not a videotape, a live video. I mean a live video. Right, a video hookup. Right? Okay. Right. In any event, you... yeah. Pasha is this way. I should say, I'm advocating to be mitzarev this with what's being done today on a regular basis based upon the Marim Mibrisk. That's what I'm suggesting. Add this. Now, before I conclude, I want to...
Email?
Nah. That's what quoted it, that Moshe was Mekel.
Moshe right then anywhere?
Independently, no. No. Not to my knowledge. Should Rav Moshe be Mekel in this case? If there's evidence of the voice, he should certainly be Mekel. But Moshe, the Shittasol, at the whole Chassara name that you don't know, there's no credibility. So if there's a Tzvi Atayin, the color or video comments, I might should be the first one to jump on the bandwagon and make healing, Lashita So. But I'm saying, even if you hold against Rav Moshe is Shver, as I said before, but you, according to what I was saying, you need a direct, you know, Chazish Mitzitanius, but you need a direct appointment, I want to suggest, this is a direct appointment. Telephone, even better, a video comments, is even better. Now, this being the case, just to conclude, the simple read of the Tosefta, you know, that Ksav Yad is no good, that's the mark of the Machmir. When the Ran says, that we mentioned the Ran is the one who's making our Amir Shlomo fun of, is marked by Ksav Yad. Why? So a bunch of the votes to see about Kedivah, it's a Shmer report. It says, Diva by TV again. It's a Shmer report. But the Ran had no choice. What can you do? It's a Sefta. What are you going to do? Yeah. However, if you look at the Yerushalmi, and the Chazish himself, of course it's Yerushalmi, I mentioned before, that Tosefta is referring to a case of a Chayrish. And therefore, it's arguable that the Chassarin in the case of the Tosefta is not Kosev B'Ksav Yoda. Kosev B'Ksav Yoda is a valid way of authorizing the writing of the get. The Chassarin, rather, is in the person himself. The person himself is not Klor, the Chayrish, we don't know exactly. As a matter of fact, the Rashba says, if you take a look, if you want to look it up, it's footnote 114 in the new Rashbas. The Rashba says that he thinks that the Yerushalmi is Mashma, that the Tosefta, which says that Ksav is no good, is referring to a Bari. What are you talking about? I am the divi of Abba Mori Shom. The Becherish Anu Kaimin. Abba Bori Yochol Atavis Bechsav. Chavapurish Yerushalmi. Ulei Mishiori HaKobran. Keith and Yeforish Rabbeinu Gevorov. He already has his kasha. After the Rashi would say in Yerushalmi, that is referring to a what? To a Bori. But Mephurish in Yerushalmi is referring to Becherish. And if that's the case, Nofol Laias HaMachmirim Bebira. Or the Machmir, my Machmir, why? Based upon the Tosefta, but if the Tosefta is limited to a Chayrish, as what Abba Mori and Yerushalmi says, that's another tzad to be somewhat more lenient. Right, it could be it's a Machlokas in the Yerushalmi itself. According to Abba Mori, it's talking about a Chayrish, and another Amora in the Yerushalmi, who says it's talking about a Bori, and they bring riots to that Amora. Yeah, but the Rashi didn't say all that. He didn't say all that. He just said once, we don't know what to do. I don't know. Now, it's interesting. The Yerushalmi says over there, quoting by Shimon ben Gamliel, that by mad God of Uriah, that a Chayrish who takes tshuva, it's not valid. She a Chayrish mitchiloso. I will pikeach with a Chayrish, kosev, V'acherim mekaimin ksav yodo. The Gemara can find out along the same lines. And the Tanakhama argues. Said the Avnei Nezer, Simon Kuf Nun Vos, that caught your dollar. This is the Machlokes. According to Shimon ben Gamliel, Ksiva is Kedibur. If Ksiva is Kedibur, so then you can write a Tzivu to the Sultan. There's a long line of Moshe. Tanakama, Ksiva is Lav Kedibur, and therefore it's no good. That's a Machlokas HaTanoim, he says, whether Ksiva is Kedibur or not. So the Pasha Pshat in this Avnei Nezer, that's the Pasha Pshat I get from the Yerushalmi, and even in the Babli, is that the whole discussion is whether Ksiva is Kedibur or Ksiva is not Kedibur. Not the way the Chazanish would have it, that Ksiva, and here's what I'm not discussing, not limited to Pashto, the case was in the room, that Ksiva is automatically no good because it's the Rimi Shalom B'Fanav, the Pashtus in the Rishalmi is not that way. It's not that way. Okay, Pashtus. This is, Rav Zalman Nechemia has this, he has a piece about this in Beis Aaron V'Yisrael, that's still in a journal. He has a long piece, and he says, look, if you look in the Yerushalmi, and based upon the Abdenevus of Shat, the Mashmos, the simple Mashmos is, that any chesaron that exists with respect to Ksiva, is because Ksiva lab Kediba.
And why do you need deeper to begin with?
Oh, that's, we don't really fully understand why. What? Ksiva Kediba, we know, when you need Hebrew, the only thing is communication. So the question, whether it's legitimate communication or not, as a matter of fact, the two machlokes in between Tanakam and Rashbag, called the Rashbag, he's called a Pikeach. Because if Ksiva is Kedibu, he can't speak. He can speak with his pen. So therefore, the status of a Pikeach.
Yeah, otherwise,
without
my
Sibu Kufa, it's
not
forced to be a
conversion.
Here
you need the piece of paper to know
what
you're
saying. Mm-hmm. 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 Right. Correct. Correct. So then, the pashtus is that we don't find that the Tanakama is arguing on this particular point. But again, if you look at the Yishalmi carefully, you get an impression that it would be good against the Svar of the Chazanish. Rav Henkin writes somewhere, don't rely on the telephone by itself. This is in Shuvas Ibra Simon Pei Beis. And he sounds like he's talking this kind of a language. Yeah, I mean, use a telephone, use writing, use something. Don't just do what the Miami Brisket, don't just do a telephone alone. Those together, is at least a better chance that it's going to work. Now, again, I go back to the end of the main psicha. The best way to have it get written is the husband should speak to the sofa directly. That's the way it should do it. But if it can't be done that way, and having this sofa, the bow right in Timbuktu with a stencil is not going to work for any variety of reasons, then the way it should be done, in my opinion, is to do, yes, the Marimbi Brisk, okay, with the two svars, but in addition, there should be at least phone communication, ideally even better video communication between the bow and the sofa.
That presupposes that the now you're dealing with strength.
Okay. What I did not discuss today is what's in Siv Gimel, which is, we always have this problem these days. The guy walks into the bathroom and I'm such and such. It's separate, but not totally separate. Now, whatever, so we really get out of that problem with the shtiklach, so these same shtiklach can be used.
The
shtiklach
are
unhealthy
for a disembodied voice.
I'm so sure as it is. Simone, pictures, passport, the
same
voice. What?
On a voice.
No,
you have
talked about
voice prints. You forget the high tech. You have any
Hakori,
you
made
with the guy, you
right.
Have,
I'm explaining, but I meant to say that the unfortunate reality that with Sif Dal A and Vov, which that was a much higher stakes, that you're talking about real the life. Sif Gimel, which was a Hakora, which is presumably not a level of the life because we still really really is the right guy. But we don't really do, unfortunately, what I'm talking about now, what should be done, they get a social security, they get a passport, it's because people are not from, no one knows who they are, they're coming from who knows where. And so I'm saying those kinds of things that we rely upon, as far as I'm concerned, maybe for a different chabura, those talk, I think, can be introduced into the telephone or video situation, I believe. Again, you need smart people to figure out how to do it, but I think at least we should attempt to try to do it. Yes?
Needed because we need a formal
Minish Likas. Okay.
So it's
a
formal
Minish Likas.
That's what we have to do.
Right, I guess what I'm basically saying. You have to be direct. Yeah, but Hakon is good. You know, that works. It clearly works. So you can't say anything deeper. Okay. But it does work. Hakon works. Okay, we'll stop here. I think next week, what if I say the Kabur?
Monday
for Thursday. Kavua. Am I correct? I've always said that before you stop. Is the news man for Kavua is Monday for Thursday better for everybody? That's what I was told.
No.
Okay, but everyone else could make it to Monday. Apparently, well, many people couldn't make it Tuesday or three. That's what I was told. Okay, so unless it's a vote to the other way, so far it's Monday 4:30. Unless it's a vote to the country. Good. Okay, Mordechai, next Monday 4:30.
And 2:02 at 11:00.